You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, a new report finds that African-American women are voting at high rates, gaining more education, and working more than other women. Despite that, poverty and low incomes for black women are still common. We'll talk to an author of that report.
First, Wisconsin government functions on a biennial budget. That means every 2 years, lawmakers and the governor work on budget bills and hope to come to an agreement before the current budget ends on June 30th.
It might seem like when one party has the governor's office and control of both houses of the legislature that it would be a smooth process, but we've seen in the past that that's not always the case, and it isn't this year either.
WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is with us now. He's been following the negotiations, especially on transportation. He joins us now in the studio. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, Rob.
So it looks like we're not going to have a budget by that end of the budget period, by the deadline. That we should say, it's not a disaster when that happens in Wisconsin.
It is not, no. So in some states, if you don't have a budget in place, suddenly, the party that's not in power gets more power to control the budget. I mean, they need a supermajority to pass something, so that can lead to more gridlock potentially, or, some states would run out of money in that July 1st date. It doesn't happen in Wisconsin. What happens is the budget for the current fiscal year carries over to the next fiscal year, so the status quo continues.
And this would not be the first time we miss a budget deadline by any means in Wisconsin.
Yeah, not at all. So it used to be fairly normal that the budget would go past July 1st, mm-hmm. and then you had single-party control. Started happening in Wisconsin. You had Democrats in control of state government during the 2009 budget negotiations. It was very important to them to have the budget done on time that year. Then you had Republicans take control, and they've been in control since then. Their first couple budgets, they wanted to hit that deadline, that July 1st deadline. Last budget, that started to come off the rails a little bit. They had some bickering over transportation. Mm-hmm. It blew past the July 1st deadline. And then this time around as well, you're seeing severe disagreements over transportation, and they're going to miss that deadline.
Before we get into the particulars of those disagreements, Sean, I mean, even if suddenly they resolved all the differences and agreed on the plan 2 seconds from now, it would not be done in time to beat that deadline. Is that right?
I mean, 2 seconds from now, we could give it a shot, I suppose. There's a few days
this week.
Because
there's voting that has to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to schedule the legislature's budget committee, first of all. So they need 24 hours notice. So there's that clock that starts. The full legislature isn't scheduled to meet this week. They have a floor period available to them if they want to take it, but they're not scheduled at this point to be in. So you got to get all the members in there. It's got to go from one house to the next. It takes time. So, you just look at it realistically. July 1st is Saturday. It's probably not going to happen.
Talking to Sean Johnson about the budget delay at the state capitol now and the differences in that budget. We've talked process so far, Sean. Let's start getting into what some of the sticking points are, and let's start with what you mentioned, transportation.
Yeah, it just feels like at this point they are no closer than they were months ago, really. I mean, that's my impression looking at it from the outside. And I read an interview with, I think it was Senator Alberta Darling recently in WisPolitics, where she said essentially the same thing. We are where we were a few months ago. Just take, for example, the back and forth over transportation last week. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald floated this idea that, maybe we should borrow more to fix transportation. And Assembly Republicans said, no, I don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. That is the same argument they had more than a month ago, almost identically. The only difference is Fitzgerald put a number on it. So it doesn't seem like a lot of progress is happening in the transportation debate.
So, yeah, that's the two sides seem to be pretty entrenched. The governor and some Senate Republicans say we'll borrow more, some of what we need, and delay programs or delay projects, it sounds like. And the Assembly Republicans are saying we need another revenue source. We need to pay for this without borrowing so much.
Yeah, and I would even say that they've kind of split off into three camps at this point. I mean, Senate Republicans are definitely more closely aligned with the governor on this, but the governor said, let's borrow about $500 million, and we're going to do some projects, but we're going to delay some others, and we're going to have to be okay with that. Senate Republicans don't want to delay those projects, so they said, let's borrow some more. And that, that is at odds with Assembly Republicans, who have said throughout this process, we need a long-term answer to transportation. When they're talking about a long-term answer, they're talking about revenue, a tax or a fee to retire some of that old debt that Wisconsin has been accumulating over the past years as it continues to build over the past decade, roughly, but hasn't found any new revenue to pay for it. It keeps borrowing.
So this was the argument 2 years ago, basically. This is the argument now, and it doesn't seem like there's some kind of magic solution that's going to appear that's going to get these sides together.
No, it's very much a similar situation to what we were in 2 years ago. I mean, a lot of the same arguments going back and forth, a lot of the same players, really the governor and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, kind of the key adversaries in this, really arguing very publicly over their differences on transportation. And, you know, even down to the number of what Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald's talking about borrowing, $850 million. That's how they resolved this 2 years ago. They decided, okay, we will borrow a little bit more this time, $850 million, and we'll kind of kick this off to the next budget and we'll argue it over. I'll argue over it then. It's something that keeps repeating itself. And if they were to, you know, reach a similar agreement this time, you would have the same argument coming up a couple years from now.
Back to process. Is there what's the status of negotiations on this transportation funding element?
It's all private at this point. I mean, the legislature's budget committee will meet again when they've come to an agreement that they're pretty sure that the Assembly Republican and Senate Republican caucuses can support. They're not meeting because they're not there. And, you know, sometimes they kind of bring those negotiations out into the public, as Senator Fitzgerald did when he floated increasing borrowing to pay for transportation. But, you know, as far as we know, I guess we'll hear more about those negotiations when they're closer to a deal, and we haven't heard much.
Transportation, the biggest roadblock, it sounds like, but not the only one. Education funding, it sounds like there's still some room for argument there.
Yeah, they keep saying that they're close on education, and, you know, maybe they are compared to transportation, but they've said it for a couple weeks now. They've said, okay, we're going to meet any day now to deal with this K-12 education funding. And they haven't so far. That's the type of issue that maybe they would resolve this week before that July 1 deadline. But what they're arguing over there is, you know, how much the state should spend on schools. Really, what one sticking point seems to have come down to, what do we do to schools that have been, I guess they use the word frugal, or some of these schools that haven't, that have their property taxes are lower on average than other districts in the state. How do we help them? That's been where a lot of the focus has gone. And anytime you're talking about K-12 school funding, you're talking about people's property tax bills. And so that's why it gets complicated, how much the state spends. By spending more at the state level, you can reduce property taxes at the local level. But if you don't have that money to spend, you can't do it.
So it seems like in both these cases, transportation and funding, I mean, people have been arguing about the school funding formula for what, 20 years, 25 years? I don't know, long time.
As long as it's been around.
Transportation, this is a fundamental structural thing, and they're trying to come up with these short-term solutions. Is anybody talking about trying to dig deep into these things and come up with a long-term fix?
So there was talk about the K-12 education formula. Assembly Speaker Voss said, you know, he wants to rewrite that, and, you know, that just would be a huge undertaking. I mean, I think Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald said almost immediately, I'm not sure that there's the appetite to dig into that right now. They're in a, you know, an enviable position in this budget cycle in that they have revenue, they have money to spend on schools. The governor proposed increasing state spending on schools. Both caucuses are talking about increasing state spending on schools. So I think schools are assured to get some kind of an increase mm-hmm. in this budget. Where it's getting sticky for Republicans is that the governor kind of has this number he wants to hit on property taxes. He wants them to be lower after this budget than they were in 2014. Assembly Republicans are saying, well, what if they're just lower than they were when we took office in 2010? It's in the end, they start talking about a difference of like $11 on the typical home in Wisconsin. But that is what's holding up, you know, that type of decision is what's holding up the K-12 education package.
I'm sure we'll have more to talk to you about, Sean, as this goes on. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He came by to update us on state budget negotiations as the current budget expires this weekend.